Well, the Lansing Bike Party is a group that goes on casual bike rides throughout the capital city several times a week. Its members revel in riding around town at a leisurely pace, chatting, playing music, and taking sometimes spontaneous detours. They always end their excursions at a fun destination, often a restaurant, bar, or a swimming pool during the summer. Jeff Potter's the organizer of the Lansing Bike Party, and Current State's Katie Cook met up with him to learn how the party got started.
Well, it was an attempt to find the fun in doing things downtown and the fun in bike riding.
Lansing Bike Party!
Bike party rocks!
Party by bike!
A lot of times, it seems like bike riding can be done mostly for, say, fitness or just riding to work and back. And we noticed that maybe the local bike riders were maybe becoming just older. And when groups of bikers got together, they were mostly older white guys. So when we first started encouraging social riding around town, we noticed that a greater diversity of people was showing up. And that set off alarm bells. Like, this is a way of riding that a wider variety of people like. So we just thought, let's run with it. Let's do it. Let's see where it goes.
Mandy Hall has been riding with the Lansing Bike Party for about a year. She describes the variety of people that come on rides.
You get people who are very, very serious, are involved in different race type scenes. You get people who commute regularly to school or to work. And then you get people who haven't ridden since they were kids and have decided that they want to start riding again. And I think that's one of the benefits of Bike Party, is that it's a really good space for people who want to do something that's a little active and a little out of their comfort zone. And it's just fun, and it's a good area so that they can learn how to ride their bikes again, you know?
I asked Jeff what makes Lansing Bike Party fun.
Well, we go slow, and so anyone can do it on any bike. So there's no economic or technological barrier. In a lot of bike riding nowadays, the bikes are kind of expensive and even fragile, and that tends to limit who has them. But on our rides, anybody's bike of any kind, if you put air in the tires and put the seat up where it fits the person, they can join in and have fun. So it increases the amount of people who could participate. But another thing that makes the rides fun is the fact that we bring music along on the rides. Several of the riders on every ride will bring small boom boxes and play tunes of various kinds that seem to fit well with the biking. And it's interesting to notice what kinds of music goes well with biking, and some does better than other. And people who like the different kinds will ride in the group near the music that they like. And it works out really well. Music and biking do go together, and it's really fun to experience that.
Joni Meyer is relatively new to the group.
I've been going to the Lansing Bike Party about 6 months. And, you know, as urban social riding, it's been very wonderful. It's a new experience, you know. I've lived in Lansing about 15 years, and there's a lot of places that we've gone that I didn't even know existed. So that's pretty amazing.
Eric Swift is a serious cyclist, so for him, the bike party is a whole new kind of ride.
Like, you see people in their natural setting, and we just get to interact with them, be it if we're walking in the streets, in their houses, on porches, whatever. We wave, they say hi, we say hi. It's an enjoyable experience throughout. It's something that I never got to enjoy on a bike before. Usually, you know, I'm out on a ride by myself and I'm focusing on my riding and just going. Here, it's all about the environment, the community, seeing things and going places I've just never been before in a party atmosphere, which is really cool.
Jeff explained that there are several types of rides every week, but he'd like to see even more.
On Fridays, that's our biggest ride. After work, TGIF sort of thing, we're at about 50 people. And that's quite sizable. Midweek rides are more like, you know, 5, 10, 20. We also have some weekend rides, and that's about the same. But our Friday ride has the most notoriety, and that's where the most people show up. People can host their own rides. You can just say, I want to ride to the farmer's market in Holt say where you're starting and when, and people might show up and join you, and you can ride to Holt together. It seems like groups of about a dozen are the most fun. Personally, I especially like rides that people like who are underrepresented in other rides in this area. So, say younger people, women, minorities, families, those kinds of rides I sense as being the greatest need around here. So I would really enjoy encouraging that the most.
Then I talked to Brian. Mandy gives him a nice introduction.
So Brian is the group's bike GPS. He has an entire map of the greater Lansing area just inside of his head, and he is always very good at finding us fun, interesting routes to go on.
Is that true, Brian?
I'm a map in the head type of guy, and like looking for little wormholes and just find a route that's like a little more interesting, a little quirkier than what you normally do. It's pretty easy to impress people with Lansing because most people haven't seen most of the streets.
How'd you get hooked up with Lansing Bike Party?
Well, I've been riding around by myself for years. I thought, it'd be fun to ride with some other people, and this seemed to be a pretty easy way to do it.
What's your favorite part about it?
Meeting all kinds of new people. I mean, they're you know, it's quite a variety of people who I don't have another way to meet. You know, people tend to keep to their own most of the time, but it's great to get, you know, it's amazing how well people can get along with each other who maybe normally wouldn't have any chance to get together.
So what would you say to somebody who wants to join the bike party but they don't know anybody in the group?
It's not a problem. You know, just show up and ride, and if you don't want to talk with anybody, you really don't have to. You can just ride along, and odds are you'll find somebody that you like, though. Actually, you'll probably like most everybody. In fact, probably you'll like everybody.
Jeff agrees with the other bikers that the relationship they have with the people in the neighborhoods they ride through is a real highlight of the rides.
We have wonderful relations with the neighborhoods we ride through. We are saying hi to the people on porches, and we're positively interacting with car drivers all the time. And that is a great change of pace compared to how bikes often interact with cars, considering them to be threats. They're not threats to us. We've had zero incidents in hundreds of rides. We get happy honks at us continuously. Maybe we get one mean honk a summer. And it is really uplifting to get positive eye contact with car drivers and to even chat with them. It kind of recharges your batteries for doing other things during the week. I mean, car drivers don't generally have people smile at them. Driving is boring for them, too. But we try to help spread the fun to everybody we're around, and I think it we're doing it.
Lansing Bike Party!
For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.